With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A new poll from the Daily Mail surveying over 1,000 registered voters finds the President's Trump approval rating stands at 53%. That's up 4 points from the week prior. This figure includes a remarkable 13-point jump in the age group 18 to 29, a 17-point increase in black voters, and even a 6% increase in favorability amongst Democrats. Harvard University, the latest target in the Trump administration's aggressive crackdown on campus anti-Semitism. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
$9 billion in grants and contracts are being threatened unless Harvard agrees to a list of demands from the federal government. It's just one of several Ivy League schools feeling the heat. Columbia University was the first one targeted, and it agreed to several demands. The Trump administration also suspended about $175 million in federal funding for the University of Pennsylvania over a transgender swimmer. And Princeton University had dozens of its research grants halted by the administration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump plans to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tomorrow in what would be their second White House sit-down since Mr. Trump's return to office. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Michael Oren tells the Salem Radio Network what Netanyahu's objective is in the Gaza Strip.
I think it's aimed at sectioning off Gaza. Sectioning off Gaza with certainly one express objective, maybe an implicit objective. The express objective is to divide Gaza in a way that Hamas cannot transfer arms and gun people and terrorists across various sections of Gaza.
Maryland lawmakers have passed a measure to try and limit future liabilities from claims of sex abuse at state and private institutions. They approved the bill yesterday in response to thousands of unexpected court cases lately. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court appears to be leaning toward a Catholic charitable organization fighting the state of Wisconsin in the latest religious rights case to come before the court. The justices suggested that the Catholic Charities Bureau, this past Monday, should not have to pay unemployment taxes because the work of social services agencies is motivated by religious beliefs. Wisconsin exempts all religious groups from the tax. The state argues the organizations don't qualify because their day-to-day work largely does not involve religious teaching. The federal government has paused nearly $28 million for Planned Parenthood chapters and other organizations that provide abortions. The Trump administration is investigating whether those groups are complying with the law. The Department of Health and Human Services has declined to say which laws or executive orders the organizations are being investigated for violating, although it's being reported that diversity, equity, and inclusion programs are at issue. Planned Parenthood is the nation's largest abortion business. Well, how about some snails for dinner?
Tunisians are embracing snails as a protein-packed alternative as the cost of red meat remains high. Unemployed young men are collecting them in fields and selling them at markets, and restaurateurs are saying that the demand for cheap bowls is growing. Snails have long been consumed in North Africa and throughout the world. Tunisia is among the places returning to bugs as a cheap and sustainable food source. Low in fat and high in iron, snails offer both nutritional value and economic relief. Keith Peters, Washington.
Today is Sunday, April the 6th, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor Billy Dee Williams. He is 88 years old. Motorsports Hall of Fame member Don the Snake Prudhomme is 84. Filmmaker Barry Levinson has 83 candles on his birthday cake. Actress Mary Lou Henner is 73. This is SRN News.